Today, I'm pleased to be talking to Dr. Julie Young, who is the Post 16 Advisor for Somerset County Council. Among other things, we're going to talk about the way that her role has developed, especially in relation to careers information, advice and guidance for young people with special educational needs and disabilities. Hello, Julie. Perhaps we could begin with you outlining what your job involves.
Yes, of course. So I'm Post 16 Advisor for Somerset County Council, and my work ranges right down through from primary school, secondary school and into Post 16. And it's really about making sure that every young person has the information that they need to make a successful life. And so we have an employment and skills strategy, and careers is completely threaded through that strategy, and it sort of basically focuses on the skills that young people need to have a successful transition into post 16 and then post 18 and into jobs. It's also focuses very much on the NEETs, those not in employment, educational training, and what successful careers sort of really looks like, I think, and that's from working with careers leaders in schools right down through and into the curriculum. So making sure that everybody knows it's their responsibility, whether you're working in the library, whether you're a science teacher, or whether you're the careers advisor, that you should be discussing careers and outcomes, life outcomes, with every young person at every possible stage.
And may I ask you, Julie, do you work to the Gatsby benchmarks in Somerset?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the really good things since we've had the Careers Hub and the Enterprise Advisor Network through the Careers and Enterprise Company, that they are now holding schools much more to account about the careers work that they're doing. And that's all based around the Gatsby benchmarks, using the Compass tool, etc., to monitor how schools are achieving those benchmarks. So they are a really great set of benchmarks. So all the work that we're doing with our employability and skills and our careers all relates back to those benchmarks. Because they're very clear, and you know, the outline is very strong on those.
So you mentioned that you have a county-wide enterprise and skills strategy. Can you tell us how that came about, please?
Well, before I joined in 2016, I was approached by the education director at the time, and she asked me whether we could actually try and get an employability skills sort of strategy for the county, as then had never been one. So I worked with key employers, schools and colleges and other key agencies, and we developed back then a employment skills strategy, which we've been working through for the 3 years. We are just in the process of refreshing that now. Career strategies and separate career strategies for each school have fallen out of those that overarching strategy. And SEND work is threaded and is embedded within all of it. So we haven't got a separate employment and skills strategy for SEND, but what we have got is every target within the strategy and the action plan relates specifically to SEND as well. So I'm really pleased that's, you know, integral to the whole strategy.
Do you think there's anything that's distinct and different about what Somerset's doing to other places that you're aware of?
Yeah, I think we've got a couple of really unique things. To look at their most high-risk and vulnerable Year 11 students, and we provide extra and additional panel support to make sure we monitor and track and support every young person that we feel is at highest risk of becoming NEET, to make sure that they have a successful transition into post 16. And we continue to monitor them through year 12 and 13 so that we can pick up any that continue to struggle or drop out early. But we've now also just starting the same process from year 10s with our SEND students in mainstream schools to get an early picture of what their needs might need to be. But even more exciting than that, I think we're going to do exactly the same process in our special schools. And that's very much having an employment outcome focus, so that those students, we will start mapping out their future careers with them, and what they might specifically need in terms of work experience, work readiness qualifications, and progress eventually onto a supported employment program. We also do a lot of careers work, so we concentrate mainly on the big events that we wouldn't expect schools to do. So we have now, we run two careers fairs each year, one in Taunton and one just outside of Yeovil, and they have SEND specific information stands as part of that, and last year we had over 6,000 students attending one of those fairs, and I think that's, you know, where we can really add value as a county council by offering that kind of support. We're doing a lot of work on supported employment, so we have three forum groups across the county that are working with employers, district councils, support agency, job coaching agencies, etc., and training providers to develop supported employment programs that will replicate the success that we've had so far with the Hinkley Point HPC supported employment program. So we're very much wanting to roll those out across Somerset with a wider range of employers, and our pop-up shop initiative that we do with our special schools, where students from those schools make their own goods to sell in pop-up shops that we have running for 8 to 10 weeks in different locations around Somerset, where the students manage the shop, sell to the public, etc., and do all the publicity and marketing as well. So those are sort of key things that I think are quite unusual for, as a county council, you know, what we're actually doing to try and add value to what the schools are required to do.